With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ooh, felt a little mist there.
Yeah, a little mist.
Hopefully it's just water. Not some coating. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the City of Lackawanna. As we talk about the importance of community development block grant projects and what they can do to revitalize urban cores. Of course, I'm Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars, and I'm joined by many fellow members in government, some of which you'll be hearing from very soon, including our Congressman Brian Higgins. Behind me to my right, Senator Tim Kennedy. Behind the Senator, of course, Mayor Jeffrey Szymanski from the City of Lackawanna. We're also joined by Assemblymember Sean Ryan and three members of the Lackawanna City Council, Kevin Serdike, William Leonard, and Abdul Noman, who represents the First Ward here in the City of Lackawanna. As a Lackawanna resident, I did not attend, but I remember Lincoln School. And it was a school that a number of the people that I ended up going to high school with, and this was their primary school, this was their grade school. Lincoln School was an important school in the Lackawanna system, until, unfortunately, because of its age, it basically was taken out of commission, so to speak. It then was turned into a part of the community center as part of the Friendship House, which the Friendship House was a very important not-for-profit organization that existed here in the City of Lackawanna. But the Friendship House doesn't exist anymore as an organization, and its main building was recently demolished with funds provided through community development block grant funds from the City of Lackawanna, and has now been turned into affordable housing. And, of course, behind us was the Lincoln School Friendship House Community Center that sat vacant for many years and turned into what you often hear are zombie properties, an abandoned property that was stripped of its valuable resources, the copper, windows were destroyed, homeless people were living there. And I know one of the biggest requests that we continually heard in Erie County from Lackawanna was we have to find a way to get Lincoln School down. It's an eyesore that's hurting this neighborhood. You see, it's right across the street from homes that people have invested work in their own homes, and here they had this huge eyesore right across the street. So working with many parties, Erie County was able to, through our Community Development Block Grant Program, administered by our Department of Environment Planning, and we're joined here today by our Commissioner of Environment and Planning, Tom Hersey, as well as the gentleman who administers the Community Development Block Grant Program for Erie County, Paul D'Orlando. We were able to come up with a plan to take this building down, and that's what you're seeing going on right now, is the remediation and demolition of the old Lincoln School, the old Friendship House. And as you will hear from some of the other speakers, including Mayor Szymanski, this property will now be turned in the long run into housing for this community. You have this empty spot here, which will then, when added into the Lincoln School property, will become the location of new housing in the First Ward of Lackawanna. And if you walk these streets not too far from here, you'll find additional new housing in the City of Lackawanna as a result of community development block grant and home funds that come from the federal government. So we would not be able to do this project without the assistance of the federal government and our great congressman who fought to ensure that community development block grants would be utilized for this project. Community development block grants are that important. They revitalize older neighborhoods. They turn them into productive use. And as a result of it, the entire community becomes a better community for it. So I want to thank Congressman Higgins for his continual fight to protect community development block grant and home funds, which were on the chopping block under the original proposal from the Trump administration in its 2018-2019 federal budget. I want to commend him for fighting to ensure that those community development block grants stay, and they are staying. And this is an example of why they are that important. So on behalf of the people of Erie County, and as a former Lackawanna citizen, I want to thank you, Congressman Higgins, for the work that you do to protect these important funds so that we can continue to grow our communities. So thank you, Congressman, thank you. The podium's yours.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. As Mark Polenkars has said, our great county executive, this is a combination of the federal government, the state government, the county, and the City of Lackawanna. And what he failed to mention, a great part of his vision and his leadership, is a favorite son of Lackawanna, the son of a a Lackawanna steel worker, and his mom was a nurse, is this will be waterfront access property directly across Route 5. We broke ground last month, 6 weeks ago, on a waterfront access project. Again, the county took the lead on it in administering federal and state money very, very efficiently. So it's a combined effort to create value by removing blight and creating opportunity for new growth. So this will be, this is only the beginning of a very, very exciting residential project that starts with the removal of blight and the interest of turning this into a neighborhood that will have access, new access, to the waterfront along the Lake Erie shoreline. So I commend the county executive and his administration again for utilizing these monies in the most efficient and effective way toward the goal of creating new development right here in the city of Lackawanna. So we have another favorite son of Lackawanna, its mayor, Jeff Szymanski. Jeff?
I lost the suit coat, that's true. Listen, I'd be, my sister lives in Buffalo. Thanks, Mayor. Thank you, Congressman Hagan, Jess. Mayor of Lackawanna, she moves to Buffalo. I just want to say, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that we actually have two favorite sons of Lackawanna. I'm not one of them, because Sean Ryan is also from Lackawanna, so... last time I accidentally mentioned that County Executive Pulling Cars is our favorite son while Sean was elbowing me saying, what's wrong with you? So I have to make sure I say, Sean, welcome back, and it's always good to be here. What we have here behind me is blight going down. And I'm a big fan of addition through addition. I'm a big fan of addition through subtraction. And when you have addition through subtraction, what you're doing is you're adding to a community by removing an eyesore. And every morning, the neighbors around here had to wake up and look at this nonsense that was behind us that's been sitting there vacant for so long. Now, I do appreciate the patience of the neighbors because they want a magic wand to make it disappear overnight. It doesn't happen that way. What we have here is a multiple levels of government working together. And when that happens, great things can happen. So what we do have, we have federal funds of CDBG going through the county, coming to the city, and we also have Restore New York funds coming from the state of New York, also helping with this project. So we have federal funds, we have state funds going through the county with a match from the local community. So when that happens, great things are moving forward. What we have here right now is a block that right now has not been developed in almost 100 years. And what we have now is an opportunity to rebuild this whole block, rebuild this neighborhood. Since I've been mayor, we've built almost, as a team, and everyone behind me is part of that team, we've built almost 100 homes in the city of Lackawanna. And we're not done yet. We have a lot of opportunity ahead of us. And one thing I can say right now is it's really important to me when you have the support of a congressman, a state senator, a state assembly member, county executive, my department heads, and all the department and division heads. I mean, they're really instrumental making sure all this happens. When the city council works with you and helps, because I'm going to tell you, it's not through me. The council, they are the funding source of the city. And when they said, we will match the county, we will match the state and the federal officials, then that's how things get done. So as a team effort, a local, county, state, federal, great things are moving forward. Thank you very much. And now I'm going to call up our great senator from the state of New York, Tim Kennedy.
Thank you very much, Mayor Szymanski, and I just want to echo all the sentiments that have already been said. Our partnership with various levels of government really is making this happen. I want to thank the county executive and his work and vision. I want to thank the congressman, my colleague in Albany, Sean Ryan, as well as the Lackawanna mayor and council. As you know, these partnerships help to create a vision for the future, but it's driven by the neighbors, and these neighbors have stuck it out through the tough times. And I've gone door to door in this neighborhood talking to the neighbors and finding out what their priorities are, and their priorities were to knock down this blighted building and replace it with something that we can all be proud of. That's exactly what's going to happen. The neighborhood deserves this, the city of Lackawanna deserves this, and the people of Western New York deserve this. I'm very proud to have worked in coordination with my colleagues in Albany to help to deliver $500,000 in Restore New York funds that are going not only to the remediation and the raising of this property, but also to help build it up for the future. And as new homes come online here in the city of Lackawanna, and we all recognize the wonderful history, we're making Lackawanna an incredible place to live, work, and raise a family for generations to come as we write the history books into the future. So thank you again to all my partners in government and to all of the staff that helped to deliver this today. Thank you. With that said, I'll bring up my colleague from Albany, Assemblymember Sean Ryan.
Sean E., favorite son.
So it's easier to do these press conferences without Mark Poloncarz, because there's no thought about who the favorite son is then. So now, can you have favorite sons?
At least you know it's not me. Yes,
there you go. Right, yeah. There you go. So, great to be here today. Before we get rolling, Phil Lowry from the Lackawanna Community Development Corporation is retiring after many fine years of service. We recently worked together on an infill housing project in the First Ward that brought more than a few dozen homes to previous vacant land. So, Phil, you did a lot of good work in Lackawanna. I'll be sad to see you going, but please enjoy your retirement. But know for sure that you're appreciated by the community. So thank you very much, Phil. So anytime you do a demolition, it's bittersweet. So the school behind us was the Lincoln Elementary School. I didn't attend school here, but my mom was a teacher here. And while I was a young kid, my mom would bring me down and we'd go through the school, and you know, there's a lot of vibrancy to it. It was really one of the things that helped hold the community together. But as the state started pushing consolidation programs and trying to get all school kids under one roof, Lincoln was replaced. And it was replaced, but there was no really good use found after that. The Friendship House had a little time here, but it was a big building for them to take care of. And we weren't really able to come up with another use for it. And we know what happens when you let buildings sit vacant without a use. They start to decay. So while it may be bittersweet for me to think about this building coming down, it's only sweet for the neighbors, because the neighbors had to put up with a zombie property right in their backyards that vandals would break into, kids would start fires in there, and you always had to worry that maybe it's your kid that's going to go into a severely dangerous building. So Mayor Zemanski brought several different levels of government together and said that his priority is to be able to bring this building down. And, you know, we answered the call. The federal government and the county government came in together with $400,000. Senator Kennedy and I worked together and brought in $500,000. And then there was a little gap left, and Lackawanna itself stepped up for about $125,000. But Mayor Zemanski certainly was a quarterback of this effort and brought everyone together to bring this opportunity online. So I'm really looking forward to see what Lackawanna is going to put on this site, but it's opening up a tremendous opportunity for this community. And you know, this community is gaining population. What were formerly vacant lots now have houses on them. So I'm confident there's going to be demand for this site. And I thank Mayor Zemanski for his leadership, and I thank the Lackawanna City Council for also speaking with one voice to prioritize this project. Thank you, Mayor Zemanski.
Thank you.
You often hear people complain about local government, but here's an example of local government coming together with state government and coming together with the federal government to alleviate a blighted property, an issue in a community. And I just want to thank all my partners in government for stepping up and understanding how important this project was. Sometimes people think about it, oh, it's a small little project in that one little neighborhood. But for that neighborhood, it's everything. That's right. And that's why we are so proud to be here today. We'll be glad to answer any questions on topic, and if there are any off-topic questions, we'll take them afterwards. I'll turn that over to our mayor to talk about that.
What's that? You want me to focus?
I've got
to
refocus.
Oh, okay. What if I start moving and start jiggering? Okay.
Mayor, just again, what are the plans that your administration has for this land once everything gets cleaned up?
Well, the initial plan was to just bring it down, and now we have the opportunity to kind of see what is best for the community. Now, obviously, housing is a priority. Like I said, most of the homes that we put up in the city of Lackawanna under my term have been in the First Ward, And since we are literally 5 minutes from the city of Buffalo, housing is becoming a very high issue with, within not just the city of Lackawanna, but the region. However, that being stated, with what the county is doing with the other side of Route 5 right now, which is redeveloping the steel plant property, the council and I may have a minor time of wait and see so we can perhaps put in what is absolutely best for this region and in the city. So right now, housing is a top priority, but we are not going to rush into this because this is new. You don't want to make a hasty decision right after an event just as it's happening. So we're going to take our time and kind of figure out what exactly is what's best for the city and the region.
Is it a developer or a real estate developer approach you guys yet?
We've had.
Do you want to do this? Can you tell us what some of the proposals may be?
We've had numerous proposals from numerous developers, but pretty much the number one priority for housing developers is to build up a whole new block here. And obviously we have the capacity to put up many homes here, perhaps 20, even more. As for the second stage, as to whether we're, what else can go in here, no one else has come forward, but the building isn't even down yet. So we have numerous, I'd say at least four or five developers looking to get their hands on this property. So. Well, right now it's we're looking at all options. Both options have been presented by different developers. So I guess it's going to be between the council, who now owns the property. Well, we've always owned the property, but we're going to figure out what's best for the city and take it from there. But those both options have been brought forward, and quite frankly, we're ready to listen to anyone because you know the opportunities are endless. But we want to make sure it's done right. And we don't rush into this decision. That's how important this is for us because, like I said, we finally got a major obstacle down. And we don't want to make the wrong decision right away. So we want to make the right decision over time. So with that, we're just excited that this opportunity is here now because, quite frankly, if you ask the neighbors, they're just sick of looking at it. I only had one neighbor complain that the school's coming down, and that's because that building was blocking snow from entering her driveway. So sometimes you just can't win, you know. So.
Any other on topic?
Nothing about the time capsule.
All right.
All right, okay. As for the time capsule that was brought up, okay, that's a Facebook rumor. No one has ever seen a time capsule in there. If it was, it would be in the basement, which has been underwater for the last 10 years, and whatever was in there is now, I'm sure, gone. If it was on any other floor, it would have been ransacked 10 years ago. End of that rumor. Okay. Anybody else? Questions?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody. What was the last year of classes?
Last year of classes? I can't tell you. I have to say it was probably about 20 to 25 years ago.
When was it built?
I'm sorry?
What year was it built?
I want to say like 1923. What was it? 1924? I was close. 1920, yeah. So, you know, it's been around for a while. It served its purpose. My brother, he was class of 91 Steelers. He was in the last class to come here. So that was probably around somewhere in the mid-80s. And, you know, he liked coming here. It was so close. We grew up in Bethlehem Park. Just take the bridge and we're right here. It was a great neighborhood school. And now all of a sudden, the school district moved on. They sold it to the Friendship House. It served a great purpose. It fell out of not-for-profit status. And then once it became taxable, well, once again, the city got stuck with it and having to fix somebody else's problems. So. There is no status right now. It's still privately owned. They're working at their pace. That's their right. We can't force them to speed up anything because it's based on their budget and their plans. I was told a while ago their plan was to redevelop what exactly they've already had there, which was a tremendous storage facility. But I haven't heard anything more for that. I thought for sure you're talking about, speaking of blight, you're going to talk about my city hall demolition, which I was planning on, which. I'd rather just get a bunch of pickup trucks, chain of steel, and just go in other directions and bring that thing down. But
that's next.
Someone can dream. I can dream, can't I? So it's okay. All right. Anything else? No?
All right.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone. We'll do it off topic on the side.
Nice job, Mayor.
Well done, brother. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.